Blog Talk Radio.
Holy, 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 what a righteous God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. Praise the Lord, glory be unto the Most High God for another wonderful day that the Lord has made. Doesn't matter how we feel, doesn't matter what our body's going through, doesn't matter what's going on in the cosmos, God still deserves the praise, because he's truly still a mighty God, an awesome God, and he knows how to make the plan work around for our good. We just got to trust him when we can't trace him. And right now, with everything going on in our lives, we definitely got to trust him, because it's not what it appears to be, but it's what we believe according to his word. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. I bless the Lord again for you tonight. Welcome to the Blog Talk Divine Connection Prayer Line, where we invite you to come in and join us as we intercede in prayer, uplift the name of Jesus, glorify him in the praise and the worship, as well as the word, most of all, because that's what we're standing on, the promises of the Lord. Amen to the God that we serve, our Savior, Deliverer, Jesus Christ. Bless him. Bless the Lord. I pray we're getting stronger in him, standing more in his word, not allowing the situations and circumstances to manipulate and dictate our lives. Even though, glory to God, there are challenges and there are things that go on in our lives that the enemy wants us to buckle down to, but we got to stand up like never before and stand on what his word says and remember who he is in us and who we are in him. And what he said is yet to come to pass, and he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we're going to allow the enemy, glory to God, to take over, or we're going to stand and bruise his head with God's word and walking in obedience and walking in faithfulness, walking in love, walking in the joy, walking in the forgiveness, walking in the determination that nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. And making sure that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get our scripture reading ready. And we're getting ready to go on into prayer. Whoever we have on the line, there's five of us. So right now, we're going to keep it moving. Praise the Lord. And continue to apply the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Over our lives and over the ministry and those that we're standing in the gap and praying for. Praise the holy name of God. It says in Proverbs 12:28, no evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over me, over us. They keep me in all my ways, and in my pathway is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10-11 and Proverbs 12:28. And we're going to add to that the scripture in Matthew 8:17, tied in with John 6:3, where it says, Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Again, Matthew 8:17 and tied in with John 6:33. And our first scripture up there was Psalms 91:10-11 and Proverbs 12:28. As we come, make our way to the throne of grace, coming humbly and boldly before him, giving him praise, glory, and honor, and thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. What a wonderful, marvelous, and awesome God we serve. Thanking him, glory to God, for a new day. Thanking him, glory to God, hallelujah, for life, health, and activity of our limbs and sound mind. Thanking him, glory to God, for blessing us, glory to God, that we can have a mind to want to be saved and to live saved. And thanking God for those that are desiring to please him by living a life Glory to God, by obeying his will. God, help us, God, to make sure that we come before you with clean hands, walking in forgiveness and walking in love. God, not allowing, glory to God, what we hear, what we see, what we feel, glory to God, manipulate our lives and call us swaying off, glory to God, this path of the straight and narrow. On this journey, glory to God, there are going to be many trials and tribulation, but you said, be of good cheer. You've overcome the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake. God, I thank you, glory to God, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were when we are walking in obedience, when we are walking in submission, when we are walking, glory to God, lighting and coming in compliance with your word. We have that authority and power. You've given us to it, but it's a condition to it that we must be covenant keepers and covenant, not covenant breakers. Little prayer, little power. More prayer, more power. So we can have the authority over the enemy to bind him and loose him from his assignment. God, help us to know, glory to God, that you are a God that don't negotiate. You are a God that's given us, glory to God, hallelujah, mercy and grace, but your word still stands. Hallelujah, when you speak it, it stands, it's settled. Now we're going to have to believe it and walk accordingly in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying more and more that the believers strive more and more to become disciples for you and to be an example, to be a light. God, is so much darkness in the universe right now, but nevertheless, you left us to be the salt of the earth and the light, glory to God, to light the pathway your word does for us to walk, glory to God, accordingly. God, help us, glory to God, to be faithful to you. We need you like never before. God, we can't walk independently. We got to walk dependent on you. You, glory to God, has to be the one to govern our lives. You already told us that we are bought with a price, no more our own. And God, we must commit our ways to you. And you said you will bring it to pass. There's a way that seemeth right to man, but that way leads to destruction. Oh, God, help us. Help us, glory to God, we get swayed by the things that are going on in the earth realm. Oh, so much, glory to God, so that sometimes it's not so much as the sin of glory to God, just the body of the sin, glory to God, indulging the things, but even the sin, glory to God, that of doubt and unbelief, glory to God, those things that cause us to get caught up where we're so depressed and oppressed, we can't even trust you anymore. We don't have the faith that was God, that is a terrible sin to allow the enemy to come in and rob us so he can shake us around like a rag doll and have us out on the ocean like a ship without a sail. Oh, we can have a lot of lip service. And you said in your word, oh, glory, you praise me with your lips, with your heart be far from God. Help us to not let that be named among us. And that we did run well. Who are? And it said, you did run well. Who did hinder you or what did hinder you? God, I'm praying more and more that we don't get so entangled with the cares of this life. You said, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Glory to God, not to let the cares of this world entangle us, glory to God. This world system, be not conformed to it, but allowing you to transform us through the word, through the truth, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. You said the truth would set us free. It would make us free. Oh, God, I'm praying, glory to God, against that compromising demon, that spirit, glory to God, of confusion and chaos, that spirit that caused people, glory to God, to be bashing one another, sowing discord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to rebuke and bind and loose. God, you didn't call us to be a partaker of that. That was when we were connected to our old daddy, the liar. Glory to God. Oh, the prince of this world that comes and try to conform himself into the angel of light. But God, we got to make sure, glory to God, that we are lining up with your word. And the only way to do that is stay in it and seek your face and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Stay connected to, glory to God, people that are glory to God, caught up in your word and living it and walking holy, walking righteous, not, glory to God, perpetrating and not, glory to God, twisting the words to appease their flesh. Ah, God, you told us about the council, glory to God, that is multitude of counsel, how we can be together, glory to God, and we'll be accountable for one another. God, it's a time like never before. The things that we hear and the things that we're seeing that are going on in the land, God, I'm praying that we'll not be a people. If you don't, can't beat them, join them. The devil is a lie. So many things are going on. Even when we see it in the air, eye gates, on our ears, glory to God, homosexual, all on the TV, all, glory to God, in our faces, all on the job, all this place and that place. And some get to the point where, you know, that's beginning to be the norm, That's beginning. That's what the world wants. That's what the devil's saying. Well, God, we got to know that it's not to know. We're to love one another. Love everybody. That's glory to God. And you do too. Even when we're in sin, yet while we were, glory to God, walking in darkness, you died for the ungodly. But God, you said you love us. You didn't say, glory to God, any time that you were going to comply, glory to God, and agree with any sin. You were saying, get the sin out of the camp. In the name, out of our lives. Why would you die for our sins and still turn back around and condone it? No way. That's the devil of that confusion and chaos. God, help us to know we're still to love. Even when people are in error, we're not to condone what they're doing and not to be a partaker of their sins. God, help us to wake up in the body of Christ. Cry aloud, spare not, tell my people of their transgressions. What's the use of you telling people about their transgressions and you walking in darkness? Just like Paul said, glory to God. I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. Oh, God, we got to be a light and be an example. We got to be an example. We might be the only Bible somebody reads. What are they reading? What are they seeing? We're talking about psychic. We're not talking about anything related to the devil. But what are they seeing in our lives? Is the light shining? Is our life lining up with God's word? Are we speaking truth and walking in truth? That we're not just caught up in the letter, but we have the spirit of the Lord, and they can see transformation. God, I'm praying like never before for the body of Christ so we can be able to walk in our authority and power. God, to see people saved and delivered and set free from demonic forces and for people to be healed of cancer, healed of kidney problems, healed of, glory to God, of sugar diabetes and arthritis and bursitis and all kinds of demites in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for people, glory to God, to be delivered of dementia, pancreas and fibroid tumors and all kinds of other things. Oh, glory to God, and all kinds of cysts and anything you can do, glory to God. Hallelujah, the enemy can come up with, he's going to try it. Even unknown, glory to God, things, glory to God, going on in the body. They don't even really have a name for it. New things that are rising up in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. If the root cause from it, that might have been something here all the time, but now it's spreading out to be this and being that. Just like, glory to God, octopus, glory to God, with all the tentacles, glory to God, stretching out to be this, that, the other. Oh, God, we are praying like never before that people will not be chameleons, glory to God, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Either you're saved and being a glory to God witness, and you might be struggling through some things, but you're fighting, glory to God, to live a life of pleasing in God's sight, not being a perpetrator. God, we are praying these strongholds come down. We're praying those denied and justified, like this is okay over here, a white lie over there, and a black lie versus a black lie, this lie, little lie, big lie. All lies going to have their part in the lake of fire. You done told us that already. You done told us, glory to God, hot or cold, lukewarm will spew us out. You said, glory to God, there's a way that seems right to a man, but that way leads to destruction. God, we're praying for an awakening. We need to be on our post, glory to God, like Nehemiah. Glory to God, and even when you talk to Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, glory to God, even the things that you done told him, glory to God, in obedience, glory to God, to cry out, God, even things you gave Ezekiel, the things you gave Isaiah, the things that you done gave, glory to God, Paul and Peter, and glory to God, and Deborah, and different ones, glory to God, and the things you done said, glory to God, and even while we done carry ourselves in the humility and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, even like the mother of Jesus. God, so many examples we got in the Word. We got the examples of the rebellion and the stubborn and disobedient, glory to God, like Judas, and glory to God, and Saul, and other ones, glory to God, and even ones that did do wrong, hallelujah, that repented like David. Oh, God, we got to keep a repentant heart. Oh, God, I'm asking you like never before, help us to not make excuses. Help us, glory to God, to be that light so the more of us joining together, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. God, I'm believing you for more healings and deliverance to take place. We've been on our post coming together on one accord, and even when you give us something individually, to see the hand of God in operation by faith. Hallelujah. You use one man, glory to God, to bring all those millions of people, glory to God, out of Egypt. You use that one man to turn back around and shut up the heavens, glory to God, for 3.5 years. You use that one man, glory to God, and say the sun can't go down. Hallelujah, till we finish fighting the battle after seeking your face. God, hallelujah, so much. The man, glory to God, that walked around with his shadow, glory to God, with healing people. The other man can put out, glory to God, that word while he was in jail. Hallelujah, said my light affliction. And here he is, glory to God, hallelujah, said a handkerchief, glory to God, and people are getting healed and delivered, set free. God, Sheba, Oro Mone, Andere, Sitia, Kotoro, Rabaka, Ando, Robo, Sheta, Hallelujah. And to preach the word, even at this time and in life, that people have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people getting saved, glory to God. And even sometimes thousands getting saved in one setting across the countries in different places. God, we got to be on our post. God, if we all will come together, the power of the anointing all will shake up this world. In the name of Jesus, but all those doors open for greed and high minded and pride and glory to God, illicit sex and doing this and the elections and all glory to God and trying to build the biggest Ephesus and airplanes and everything else and people being trampled on and all glory to God, shearing the sheep, glory to God, all the way till they bleed. Oh, Rene Candela da Bosha. God help like never before, glory to God. An awakening. Even for those, glory to God, that have a platform, as Pastor Bird said many times, platform to reach so many. But in the meantime, give me money, money, money. We got to build this. All glory to God. Even at one time in life, you had someone that was walking so greatly before the Lord, and then he deviated off the path, and now you're making gold dog houses and gold toilets and all kinds of stuff, pouring that money into things, the pleasure of their flesh, and people out here sowing into the ministries and whatever, and come to find out you're trying to build up the best of what looks like for man to say, what I have and what I have and hide my people. Oh, the devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God. There's so much going on. We pray for them that they return, that they repent, that they release. But God, help us to stay on our post. Don't get resentful, but get, glory to God, mad with the devil that's using them and bread for them that yielding themselves and pray against those foul and unclean spirits. In the name of Jesus, all righteous indignation, in the name of Jesus, we are praying like never before that we'll be the people that you're calling for in these last days, that we will join together, that we will see, glory to God, the power of glory to God, your word and revival taking place and people coming out of darkness and coming off the streets and coming out of drugs and coming out, glory to God, these sickness and diseases that, glory to God, plaguing their bodies and other ones, glory to God, with children coming here with cancer, coming here, glory to God, deformed and don't have an arm and don't have a leg and the eyes, glory to God, missing, or they, glory to God, clicked and stuck together, or either, glory to God, they have all kind of diseases when they get here because of things that the parents have put in their bodies or whatever. God, I'm praying like never before. Oh, and awakening. And even those that are walking in sleep, glory to God, is so mean and evil and prejudiced, glory to God, and all they want to do is take lives of other people, and even to the point they don't even care about their own, or really kill up 10, 15, 20 people and shoot themselves. Oh, glory to God, or just put themselves in a position to get shot. God, I'm praying like never before. Help us to recognize what's going on, how the enemy is snatching up our children. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for an awakening. Praying, glory to God, against this herald and sparrow spirit. Glory to God in the name of you. Going and snatching out the children, glory to God, snatching them through the internet, snatching them off the street, snatching them through drugs, snatching them through alcohol, snatching them through illicit sex and glory to God and homosexuality, snatching them, glory to God, through, glory to God, this traffic, glory to God, human trafficking, glory to God, for gang banging, snatching them in all kinds of ways, and glory to God, breaking in and stealing and doing things, glory to God, to bring harm. Other ones, glory to God, are being snatched up, glory to God, through their minds being lost because somebody raping them, some other, glory to God, a human trafficking, somebody else, glory to God, doing various things that got their minds twisted, and all they want to do is a vendetta against somebody else. Oh, glory to God, retaliate. And other ones just done lost their minds in suicide. Oh, God, we got to wake up. Oh, it's a time now to cry aloud. They're not telling my people of their transgression, the house of Jacob, their sins. Oh, God, we're not only just going to pray and cry out for that, but some encouragement. Praying, glory to God, for when we know wisdom, how to encourage. Not to encourage you in your sin, not to condone it, but glory to God, encourage us how to get out, how to break free, how to get loose from even some that may need professional help. They go around not even open to receive you yet, God, but you got a way that's mighty sweet. Because even somebody that's hungry, we trying to preach and minister the word to them and their stomach growling, they hurt. We need to feed, glory to God, that natural man so we can reach their attention for them to receive, glory to God, the word. God, is so much going on. And God, we can't be out there and turn back around and try to get other people's houses saved and their children and their husbands and wives and yours broke down, not doing what we need to do in our own house. We can't perpetrate the fraud in in the name of Jesus. I don't want to deal with some issues in our own homes. God, we got to be to a place. Help us to humble ourselves, even in the midst of those that are closest to us. Sometimes it hurt us the worst, but glory to God. Oh, either we got to recognize the fact that Jesus went through so we can go through. Oh, God, look what he went through even with Judas. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and even some of his other disciples when they turned away. But when he restored them, the great work that they were able to do. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that we be restored in some things that we're short in, or we repent of some things, glory to God, and help us, glory to God, to pray for those that are locked up in sin, glory to God, and even those that are compromising, whether it be our leaders or whether it be prayer partners or whether it be somebody that we know, whether it's our children or glory to God, others that we know that were walking upright before the Lord. Now they allow the cares of this life to take them off course. Help us to pray. Pray with faith. Pray with believing. But cast those cares back. Because sometimes we're praying, holding on to things, and we got to wait. And look, there's only one Messiah. He's the only one that can deliver. Sometimes we're trying to make it happen in our own home or trying to make it happen because somebody we love. We got to release them back into your hands. Oh, glory. So lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. And some people, glory to God, we ran well together, and they done deviate off the path. We got to be able to release them. Pray for them, but release them. But don't allow ourselves to get caught up and bound up, glory to God, because God's trying to take us to another level, and we still holding on like, glory to God, a chain and ball or hold us, glory to God, spiritually, and don't even realize it. And some are just a setup from the enemy to take us off course. We got to be able to discern. Oh, we're in the last days now. And so, God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us. Help us like never before. Help us to be faithful. Help us examine ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith. Help us, glory to God, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. It's a praying time like never before so we can be on our post, because we can need to see more people delivered and set free, more people coming into the kingdom of God, more people, glory to God, healed. In the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you. We bless you and we honor you. And we thank you so much for being so good to us every day. Thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the discernment. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For glory to God. All that you do every day. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth and loosed in heaven. Heavenly Father, come. We come to you now in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Christ, I ask you to forgive us all from all of our sins. Forgive us from any unforgiveness we have in our hearts at this time. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bind, glory to God, that you told us that we can bind and loose, glory to God, what's in on earth as well as in heaven. Whatever's bound in earth as well as in heaven, you gave us that authority in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We thank you, glory to God, according to Matthew 16 and Matthew 18. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demonic, glory to God, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, and demonic religious spirits of strong men, spirits of deception, delusion, and self-delusion, and confusion, divination, and levitation. And I cast them out away, glory to God, from those, glory to God, that are bound in the name of Jesus, whether it be family, neighbors, glory to God, even people that have been friends and a fellow well in ministry, however, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We command them not to return to us from there and not to interfere with our Heavenly Father's voice and his divine will and destiny for each of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. We thank you and we give you glory and we bind up deception. We remove, glory to God, deception out of the minds, glory to God, and if it's in ours, we rebuke and bind it and loose it, glory to God, as we pray, glory to God, for others that are supposed to be standing, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord. Glory to God. Luke 4, 18 and 19, when close my prayer, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and recover of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And Father, we do thank you for it. Thank you for the word. We thank you, Lord God, for touching Alicia right now in emergency again. Glory to God at the VA hospital. We bind this spirit up to keep attacking her body coming through this COVID. But the other part now, whatever this pain that keeps being down in her abdomen, glory to God, she has to keep going back to the doctor about it, even those fibroid tumors. We curse and counsel her in the name of Jesus. She shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. And we bind up any spirit, glory to God, of misdiagnosis, of prognosis. God, we're praying that you put the doctors, glory to God, in place to start reading, glory to God, the things, and put somebody else at all and put their heads together. And glory to God, give this child some relief and not just medicate the situation that it rises right back up and get worse in the day and in the night. All the blood of Jesus. I speak, glory to God, that she be healed and whole and that she will get some deliverance in the name of Jesus. And you're not, glory to God, going to be anything that's going to be major, that's going to turn back around and cause other complications or problems either. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you encourage her. And God, we bless you. And this spirit, glory to God, with this COVID can still continue to linger on after 14 days, the devil is alive. We believe in, glory to God, any symptoms from that be eradicated. We thank you. It's not going to be slow walking down a little bit here and getting better, and then something else rising up. We rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. We're thanking you, glory to God, for all of those that we pray for, glory to God, just and been praying for and still praying for and that are going through, and even that little 13-year-old girls, both of them, God, bless and touch their bodies. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, for healing and deliverance, and that baby with the pancreas, glory to God, to have that cyst taken off. We pray that she is well, and the other one that was shot, I pray that she's still alive, and God, you bless and raise her up, that the glory of God can be manifest. Pray for Pori, too, at 14, that she will not continue to have those problems. God, we pray for all our children and grandchildren and our children. Glory to God, our seed. We just pray for the body of Christ and all of those that are going through at this time and just need you as a Savior, need you as a healer, need you for food, clothing, and shelter, jobs, and whatever else in this economy, all the stuff that's going on. You are still, glory to God, doing great and mighty things. Thank you for all of those that are helping, even those that may not be saved, but they got a heart, glory to God, that shows charity. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and honor. Bind up Satan and all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and even those that are going through in grief in different other areas. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray healing and encouragement and strength. And God, we just pray, glory, about your comfort. And even for those that are praying tonight, and even for the prayers that's going forth now, we bind up every attack of the enemy, every scheme, plot, plan, glory to God, be eradicated, dismantled in the name of Jesus. And open our ears that we may be able to hear, glory out what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and obey. And Satan, you are loose from your assignment. And we loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. And we know that you are our teacher, our leader, our guide, and our comforter. And we call our peace and our joy back in. Thank you for some debt cancellation. Thank you for a situation, glory to God, concerning, glory to God, circumstances that's going on here. That God, you bless and give favor. They're going to turn this thing around. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I thank the Lord, glory to God, for Pastor Bird and Pastor Mother Willett praying in this situation along with my children. This thing is going to be turned around. The devil is a liar. And we thank you already, Dora, for healing for all of us, God, and then most of all for a life to live saved and holy and righteous for you, that we'll be convicted daily about anything that we're deviating off the path with. Glory to God. I pray, glory to God, for the encouragement for this thing that Mother McCormick is, glory to God, standing and being, glory to God, challenged, but she's still standing on the word of God for God to bless and manifest. And we believe it anytime. I don't care how long it's been, God going to move and he going to prove. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank the Lord. He is worthy. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for the fire of the anointing. Thank God, glory to God, for even Mother Alexander. Glory to God for the lady, Sister Smith, for her son finding out that he was died, how he died today, we don't know, but God, you bless and heal her broken heart, that lady, and strengthen her sister, God. Encourage her as well as others, glory to God, that might be going through, glory to God, through all that is happening right now in the land. We pray, glory to God, Pastor Bird be safe coming back home, glory to God, from that situation, glory to God, not situation, but the homegoing of one of our brother ministers, glory to God, in Jesus' name. We pray all be well. We're going to have Mother Alexander, Mother Willett, I'm trying to see if Pastor Bird didn't make it back in. And if not, we're praying right now for, then she may, whatever time she comes back, she might be tired anyway. But after Mother McCormick, will be after Mother Willett. So does Pastor Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, I mean Mother Alexander, get yourself together, BJ. Mother Alexander, Mother Willett, Mother, glory to God, McCormick, Brother Black. Did his number go off? Let me look back and make sure that it didn't go off. No, he's still there. Okay, we have it in that order. Anything else? We're trying to see if that's on Pastor Sims.
Glory be to God. Praise
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for being a restorer, for being a nourisher, Lord God, because only you can do all things, Lord God. And Lord, we're standing on the promises. Thank you for strength, Lord God, because only you keep us, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're standing on your word. We claim victory no matter what goes or come. We still stand claiming victory because we know you is a God of more than enough. Regardless what's going on in the world today, we know that your promises tell us, Lord God, if we pray. And Lord God, we pray, Lord God, because we know prayer is the key. And your word tell us, Lord God, that you hear us. Your word tell us if we cry out. So Lord, here we come, Lord God, crying out for brothers and sisters all over, Lord God. Crying out for family members all over, Lord God. Because, Father God, we know that no matter what the situation look like, you already taking care of it. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being a restorer, Lord God. We thank you for being our strength, Lord God. We thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, watching over our grands and great-grands, because, Lord, it's only you can keep them, Lord. Only you can keep them, Father God. But we continue to pray, Heavenly Father, because we know your word said, if we pray. And, Lord, we believe in your promises, Lord, because if you said it, that's it. There's no other way. We're hanging on your promises. We're claiming victory in every area. Regardless what the situation look like, we're standing on the word of the living God. No matter what goes on in this world, you gave us authority and dominion here on earth. You said whatever we bind and hurt. Father, you talking to your children. Your word said it. Help us to stand faithful regardless what it look like. We're binding up the works of the enemy because he has no dominion and he has no authority over the living child of God. So, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, and we claim victory for our sons and daughters. Victory in the name of Jesus, that this false spirit have no authority over home, over household, over grands, over daughters and sons. It has no authority. Have no authority over our sisters and brothers, Lord God, because we continue to pray, Lord God. We cover them under the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Father God, help us to continue to keep our eyes only on you. Oh, God, you see it all, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You see what's going on, Lord. Nothing is too old and nothing is new for you. You already know what is going on. But, Lord, we bring all these things before you and we claim victory over the enemy. Because, Father God, you gave us that victory. And we're standing on the promises in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, strengthen them, Lord. Let them stand and make right choice by calling on the name of Jesus. For, Lord, your promises tell us, Lord. Pray for those that is in authority. Regardless what's going on, we must stand faithful and pray for those that is in authority. Whether we like it or not, what's going on, but pray for them that God will bring a change in their heart. Change and turn things around. Because, Father God, your promises is what we're standing on. We will not give the enemy no place. He has no authority in our life. And Lord God, you said in your word, you never leave us, you never forsake us. So we know you is with us always. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. We thank you that we know that you are the God that healeth. You are the restorer, Lord God. Lord, you are my shield, Father God. No matter what goes on in this world, I'm standing on the promises of God, and I'm believing in his word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Continue to bless us going out and coming in, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see my sister and the situation today. But I know you're the great comforter. No matter what goes on in our life, if we keep our eyes on you, because you feel everything that goes on in our life. You feel the sorrow, you feel the pain, but your word tells us, Lord God, cast all our cares on you. Believe in you, Lord God, for you are the restorer, Heavenly Father. You are the restorer. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening our through all things, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see the sorrows. You see everything, Lord. But one thing we know, Heavenly Father, is that you is a God that hear our cry. And your promises tell us, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. So no matter what comes through the storm, if we stand faithful and hold on, you'll bring us through it. You'll bring us through it because you are the restorer, Lord. You is who gave us the strength to go through all things, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're standing on your promises. We claim victory in our life through the storm, Lord God. That she able to stand faithful, Lord, because you know who she's all about, Lord God. Help her to continue to keep her eyes on you through the storm, Lord. The enemy have no authority in our life. Oh, Father God, continue to bless her going out and coming in through the situation that come against her. But we know, Father God, that your word said, if we pray, it doesn't matter what goes on in this hurt. If we pray, we can stand. And this foul pestilence in the land that come against your people, Lord, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. It shall not have dominion in our life. It shall not have authority in our life. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand faithful. And to know that we have authority over the works of the enemy, if you would stand faithful. No matter what comes or go, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ paid a price, and his word tells us, by his stripes, we are Jesus, by his stripes, we are here. So we refuse to give the enemy any place. We stand in the gap for one another, Lord. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to strengthen the inner man in us, that we continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours. Because, Lord, your word tells us, if we pray. So this foul spirit of pestilence that wrap in the land, Lord God, we binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose, because it has no authority in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to continue to stand and keep our eyes only on you. Because your word tells us, Lord God, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. And Lord, we're standing on those promises. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. The only thing matters is that be faithful in the word of God. Be faithful. Because God will not leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we're thanking you for your grace and your mercy in our life. We pray for pastors, oh God, those pastors that is faithful, Lord God. We pray that you continue to keep them, Lord God, that they continue to stand regardless what they see, Lord God, keeping their eyes on you and doing what you gave them to do. The enemy shall not have dominion in their life. And Lord God, you see those, Lord God, that is not doing right. But one thing I remember, the word said, Lord God, if we pray, it doesn't matter what the situation look like. It doesn't matter how big the situation is. Prayer can bring it down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that this foul spirit shall not have dominion in the church, Lord God. That they will stand faithful and remember who they are, Lord God. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Go to church today, Lord, is just tormenting the body of Christ. So, Lord God, thank you for your grace and your mercy and for strength that you gave your people, Lord God, to stand. We're not out there tossed to and fro. We are children of the living God, daughter of the great God that created all things. Oh, God, help us to recognize that we are more than conquerors according to the promises of God. Your word stand, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful, Heavenly Father, and knowing that if you said it, we stand on it, no matter what comes. Stand on your promises, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Stand on the promises of God, knowing that his word is forever. Oh, God, help us to walk this journey right, Lord God, and to stand faithful on your promises, because you are the God that heal, Lord God. You are the God that deliver, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Because you told us once, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. So we have what to hold on to. We have your word, Lord God. Help us to keep our eyes only on you, Lord. We pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus. That each and every one of us on the prayer line continue to be one, Lord God, because we have the authority to pray down this foul spirit of pestilence that come against the body of Christ. Help us to bring it down in the name of Jesus, because, Father, your word said, ask and believe when you ask, receive. And Lord, we believe in, Lord God, that this is you're going to put a hand to this situation in the body of Christ. That we're going to stand, Lord God, stand on unity. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our Lord. Continue to keep our going in the name of Jesus. And that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping a hedge around our sons and daughters, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because only you keep these people, young people, Lord God. It's only you can keep them, Father God. Because we see all that is going on in this world today. But Lord, you gave us your word. You said in your word, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So no matter what we see in this world, we know you is with us. You said, cast all our cares on you, Lord God, according to your word, Lord Jesus, according to your word in 1 Peter 5 and 7. All our cares. So we will not give the enemy no place. No place. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah for another day's journey. Heavenly Father, I come before your presence in appreciation to who you are. You are, hallelujah, our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father God, I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. And I put in remembrance your word in Isaiah 41 and 10 that says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. And, Father, let me just say I do touch and agree with my sister's prayers, Minister BJ's prayers, and I touch and agree when she were praying for Alicia. Praise God. Hallelujah. For her recovery in Christ Jesus' name, full recovery, praying for the 13-year-old she spoke about, Pori, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Bird, and her safe travels, Lord God, and even if she has some medical challenges, we pray for her recovery, lifting up and touching and agreeing for Mother McCormick, praise God, in the name of Jesus, our dear friend, Lord God, Sister Smith, we're praying for her and her family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the loss of her dear baby boy, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them and the comfort, Lord God, that you're going to provide for them and to just be there, Lord God, with them, your presence, Lord God, in their midst, Lord God, to help them through this in Christ Jesus' name and wisdom with the decisions that they have to make in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you so much for the Lord Jesus Christ that sits at your right hand making intercession for us. Thank you, Father God, that yes, you do love us. Hallelujah. Yes, you are for us. Yes, you are working out things for our good. Hallelujah. Because your word teach all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So, Father God, we thank you that you do what you say. You are a covenant-keeping God. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Shammai. Glory be to God out there. Glory be to God. And we lift up, Lord God, people today, and we are praying that more people will, Lord God, I just would that you would manifest yourself to let them know that you're still God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I realize, Lord God, it come to my attention that a lot of things are going on today to try to get your people to doubt in what you say. But you keep your word, glory be to God. And as we, Lord God, trust you and stand on your promises, God, you said whatever we ask you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you give it to us so that our joy would be full. And if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will when it's in accordance with your word, and it shall be given to us, glory be to God. So we're standing on your promises, Father, and I thank you, Lord God, that you're good. You've already done the very best that no one else can compare to you, Father God. When you sent Jesus, hallelujah, to sacrifice his life so that we can live, if we have just enough sense to, Lord God, to surrender to you, Lord God, and receive Christ as Lord, glory be to God, we can have the abundant, the life to the full that Jesus mentioned, because he said that he came that we might have life. And I receive, hallelujah, I agree with your promises in Christ Jesus' name, realizing, Lord God, that some people are not just, they're just not willing to accept because they're so set on being in the world and accepting the world's way. God, help, Lord God, help with these demon of deceptions that people have, they've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and tricked by the enemy. So we pray the sword of the Spirit will go forth, hallelujah, which is your anointed word. And I pray, God, that demon of deception is annihilated, consumed, and destroyed in Christ Jesus' name. I know, Lord God, since the fall, Lord God, a lot of things are going on, but you're yet, hallelujah, on the throne. You're yet in charge. You're yet, hallelujah, making a way out of, thank you for every miracle that you've already done. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you for lifting a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father in Christ Jesus, we pray special prayer, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are dealing with addictions and strongholds. Lord God, the devil have deceived people so much. First, he'll get them hooked on drugs and alcohol and sex sins and having identity issues and making them believe, well, you know what, you've grown now, you can make any choice you want to. I plead the blood of Jesus against that demon of deception. I pray, oh, Lord God, the sword of the Spirit go forth and break the yoke of every addictive behavior in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold be broken in Christ. I pray that it's broken, Father. Thank you, Lord God, because you said whatever we ask you in Jesus' name that you would give it to us. So I pray against these addictions, Lord God. And I pray that, Lord God, that devil of deception who make people believe, well, you done got hooked on this, now you got to stay in this condition. The devil is a liar. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us know that once a person come, if they really want to get set free, they're going to have to surrender to you. There's no other way. You've tried the world, and my question is, how's that working out for you? It doesn't work. You've tried so many other things, and it hasn't fixed your situation or your circumstance. And I pray that you want to be content and happy. Glory be to God. You said in your word, hallelujah, in your presence is the fullness of joy. Glory be to God. I agree with you, Father. You're not going to have any real joy or fullness of joy except Jesus is Lord, except you surrender to God in the name of Jesus. So we, Lord God, and thank you for the teaching of it's time to be in Christ, not Walmart, not in the world, not in the church, but in Christ. So many people may be even going to church, but they're not in Christ. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to realize there's only one way. And hallelujah, that's through the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray, Lord God, a person, Lord God, that they come to the knowledge that it's time. I need a change. If they make it up in their mind that they want to change, God, you'd be so happy, hallelujah, to do that for them. So, God, we pray for people and their relationships. Some people think they have a relationship with you, but they're not in Christ yet if they haven't surrendered their life to you. Have mercy, Lord God. We come against, Father God, this evening through the sword of the Spirit, generational curses, Lord God, and I say that the generational curses are under the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray against all this disobedience and rebellious spirits that's running rampant. God, have mercy upon people. So I pray for those who have had long-term illnesses or conditions, Lord God, hallelujah, that's causing them, Lord God, to just be oppressed and depressed. I pray, Lord God, for deliverance. I pray for those who have mind disorders this evening. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that the wall of deception is destroyed out of people's lives. I pray for those in the body of Christ, leadership, Lord God, those, Lord God, in positions of authority in this earth, in the name of Jesus, that they'll seek wise counsel in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we all need you, and we ask, Lord God, that your Holy Ghost will govern our lives, order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And we pray that our children, Lord God, especially those that know that they are not doing what's pleasing in your sight, will make up in their mind that they want to spend eternity with you. It starts today when they release, Lord God, this mess in the world and give their life to you in the name of Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way. God, you help, let your Holy Spirit bring it to their attention. If they want to live, it's through Christ in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we lift up each person that's represented on this line. I can pray for different sicknesses, and I pray that you would give us liberty and freedom from every sickness, every disease. Deal with the coronavirus, and I thank you that it will be a thing of the past. Cancer, a thing of the past. All these different organ diseases, Lord God, we pray that this is a thing of the past. And as Minister BJ mentioned about all these different diseases that's coming up, it's already under the blood because Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, according to Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, hallelujah, you already took upon our griefs, our sorrows and our griefs, which is our sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah, you are already, hallelujah, with your stripes, Jesus, we have already been healed, and I agree with your word. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And I thank you for divine, hallelujah, deliverance in the name of Jesus. We ask you for mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord God, for special help and comfort to those who are bereaved. So many, Lord God, have gotten sudden calls suddenly saying that their loved one is no longer here. They're deceased. Jesus, have mercy and help. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those who have not made up in their mind that they need burial insurance. They better go ahead and get it in the name of Jesus because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. But, God, we pray that you, Lord God, will show mercy in the name of Jesus and help us to walk according to your will, your purpose, and plan for our lives. We love you, Father God, this evening. We praise you. We thank you that you're working situations out in spite of what it looks like. You're still in charge of our lives. I love you, Heavenly Father. Lift up my brothers and sisters on this line. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. I praise you, I bless you, and I honor you. And I lift up Pastor BJ. Continue to strengthen her and her family. Help her and meet her needs, Lord God, as all of my brother and sisters that are on this line. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. And I praise you in Jesus' name. And I pray for those who have eye conditions. Lifting up, praise God, Sister Alexander. And I just thank you, Lord God, for her. I thank you, Lord God, for her standing on the wall. And, Lord God, hallelujah, stand on your promises in Jesus' name. God, work whatever miracle that she needs. Work it for her and do it in Jesus' name as all of those that are on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray the prayer of faith, and by faith, hallelujah, we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you this afternoon, Lord God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done, Lord God, as we touch and agree with our sister and brothers on tonight on the line. Realize that the word of God said in Matthew 18:20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee, knowing that there's more than two or three on the line on tonight, that we can be able to bombard heaven on tonight and bring down these things that's going on in the world in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all of my sisters that's already prayed in the name of Jesus, and those that's come behind my brother and the rest of them that be coming behind us to pray. Father, we love you on tonight. We honor you. We appreciate you, Lord God. And we realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you, God, where would we be tonight? Where would we be? But we know, God, that you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So, God, we come tonight, Lord, asking you, Lord, to look down on your people on tonight. Touch those, God, that don't even know you in the palm of their heart, God. Let them know, God, there is a better way on tonight, Lord. Let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that your word said heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is going to stand, letting us know that the word is the only thing that's going to help us to stand as we walk this journey, as we go through our trials and our tribulations. We must realize, God, that we must realize that God is our help. He is our strength. He's a very present help in a time of need. So, God, we just want to thank you. I just want to thank you right now, Lord God. I just want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you because we can get consolation in the word. We can get strength in the word. When we're down and out, we can go to that word. We can run to that word, and we can ask you to help us in situation that we might be going through, because we know that you said, God, you said this in Matthew 6:33. You said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You told us, Heavenly Father, in Galatians 6:9, you told us, you said, let us not be weary in well-doing, in due season we will reap if we faint not. And you also said in your word, God, now let not our heart be troubled. He believed in me, believe also in him. You said in my Father's house with many mansions, and if it wasn't so, you would not have told us so. You said you go to prepare that place. And you said if you go to prepare that place, you will come back again. And so, God, we just want to thank you because we know that you're coming back again. But Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? And you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by me. And you said in your word, if we come any other way, that we was a thief and a robber. So, God, we come on tonight, Lord. We come boldly to the throne of grace on tonight. We come in the word of God where it said in Hebrews 4:16. We come where it said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, God, we come on tonight, God, asking you, God, to look down on mankind everywhere, those that's going through sickness. God, we come, Lord, asking you to look down on Pastor daughter, Alicia, God, as she was already speaking on her. We pray, God, that you, Lord God, will intervene. And we know you will. And we know it's already worked out. And the devil got to loose his hands off of her. He got to. Because he is a thief and a robber. He is the one that tries to bring things to people's lives. So we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus, because we speak healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And anybody else that's going through sickness in their body, we speak healing right now as they go through the trials, the tribulation that they might be going through. We pray for each and every one that my sister already called their names out that need prayer. We pray for them because there's so many things is going on in the world. But we know, God, that we know, we're so glad that we know that you see it. And you see everything that we're all going through. And Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot, that he cannot hear us. So he hears everything we say. He sees and he knows what we need before we even ask. So, God, I thank you on tonight, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, because it's the word of God that's going to help us to continue to live and go and to stand and to stand firm, to be able to hold on and not look to the left or the right, but focus is on you in the name of Jesus, knowing that word is our weapon. That word is our weapon on tonight. And so, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for we can call on your name and we can stand. We can be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. So, God, we thank you on tonight. We pray, Lord, for all these situations. We pray for those that's going through a stress on tonight, those that might be going through hungry, that might be homeless tonight, that don't have a place to live, don't have a place to stay. We ask you to look on them on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that, for the youth on tonight, God, for the young people, for different things that's going on with young people, different things that they're getting attached to, Lord God. Lord, we pray that their mind would be changed, Lord God, that they would see a different way of life, Lord God, that their eyes would come open, that they would realize that there is a better life, there is a better way than to just do all these different things that's going on in the world of today. So we pray for the young people, Lord God, and we ask you to keep them. We ask you to let them know, God, that you is the God is able to bring them out of the situation and things that they might be going through. Oh, yes, we know there's some wants to come out. There's some coming out. And so we pray for them that they will stand before those other ones that's out there that's doing things, that they will see that they made a change in their life and they don't have no part of that. That evil way of living anymore, that they want to be different. They don't want to walk in that old evil way anymore. They want to make a difference in their life. So, God, we pray for the young people tonight. We pray for the families on tonight. We pray for people in their homes, Lord God, where there's so many things are going on, where it look like it might be so everything is fine, but when they're out, but when they get back home, it's the same old, same old. So, God, we pray that you, Lord God, would touch the minds of the husbands and the wives and the children and whoever else is in homes, that you would just be with them, that they would all come together in unity in their homes and as well as where we in the church and the body of Christ. Help us not to just try to come together in the church and not come together in the home. Lord, help us to be able to know that we got to set an example for the people. When we step out of our home, we got to be there. We can't come be in the home doing all kind of craziness and all kind of foolish things, and then we go out and then out in the public and try to think our light is shining. We doing craziness in our home. Help us, Lord God, to realize, Lord God, that you shine a light in the home as well as everywhere else. You see those little hidden spots and little hidden places where we be doing things that we shouldn't do. So, God, help us to be able to cast those cares on you, Lord God. And when we find ourselves doing something, when we find something ain't right, we learn how to nip it in the bud. We learn how to say, God, we cast them cares on you. We bind up that devil that's trying to keep us going forth and doing the things right that we're supposed to do. So, God, we pray on tonight, Lord God. We pray that we would get our house in order, that we would be able to stand, that we would lift up the name of Jesus wherever we go, that we won't be ashamed of the gospel. The Bible also tells us in Proverbs 18:10, he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in their faith. So help us, Lord God, to stand firm and keep our focus on you, Lord God, that you can help us to go through these trials and tribulations. Look on mankind everywhere. So many, Lord God, those that are even the doctors, look on doctors, Lord God. Look down on the doctors when they are in the hospital and when they have to treat somebody, that they would know how to do things in the right way. Look on the nurses that they will take a restoration of the help a person when they're in the hospital, that they won't be so eager to do them or say words that they shouldn't say and hurt their feelings. Look down on these kind of situations. Sometimes our mouth can just get us so much in trouble, saying things and doing things that we shouldn't do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would just help us all, Lord God, because the word of God said in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat his fruit. So, God, help us to know that we can talk this thing and we can say crazy stuff. We can do things in our tongue. We can say things and then get into church and saying praise the Lord and all that. And you don't know, out there doing the same thing that you shouldn't even say when you was out or was not in the church. So, God, help us. Help us to see our fault. Help us to see ourselves as we walk this journey. Help us to examine ourselves and realize, Lord God, that you are the God that's able to help us to go forward and to be the child of God that you're calling on these last few days. Because you're calling on some people, and you want people to trust you. You want people to rely on you. You want us to keep our focus on you. You said in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So God, help us to realize that you are for us. If we live right, if we do right, if we be obedient, you'll work it out. We can learn how to cast those cares on you because we know you care for us. So we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. All of these situations, there's so many things that we can call out tonight and so many things that we can say, but we know, God, that you sit high and you look low and you know every situation that's going on. So we give it all to you. We cast all our cares on you tonight. We pray for the sick and afflicted everywhere. We pray, Lord God, that you will have mercy on people and let them know that we just got to live and we got to stand by what the word says. It's the word of God. Like our mother said, it's the word that we got to be steadfast on the word. We got to hold on. We got to know who we are in Christ. We got to stand. We got to be real at what we do. We can't be half walking. We can't be half standing. We can't be half doing it. We got to stand and let that word abide, that we abide in the word and let the word abide in us. We got to live a clean life. So God, help us, Lord. Help us to keep our focus, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, Lord Jesus. We pray for those, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for those people, Lord God, that are going around doing different things, still killing people, still shooting. People can't even go out and enjoy themselves. Still shooting in the mall and different places, Lord God. Oh, God, we bind up that killing demon right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to say a word. Just help us to be prayed up and be prayed up when we go out and be able, Lord God, to be focused and not get so excited what you're doing and when you're out that you'll miss it. Help us always to know that you have a prayer in our heart when we walk out of our home and when we in our yard, wherever we might be. Those are some of the little things that we have to be alert of. We have to be alert of things when we walk out of our home and we go places, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the sick, Lord. We pray. We just pray for people. And as I keep saying, the sick, because there's so many people in this world is sick. There's so many people going through sickness in their body. We pray, Lord God, for those in the mind, even the mind is sick. There's a mind thing. There's people that's sick in their mind that don't have the mind of Christ, don't have the mind to live right or do right. Lord God, touch the minds of people, Lord God. Turn them around and let them know there is a better life. There is a better way. And Lord God, let them see, God, that you were right there. You are right there beside them. You will never leave them nor forsake them. If they just only come to you, if they just only confess you, Lord, and turn from their wicked ways and let you change them, let you make a difference in their lives, it would be different. Help them to realize, God, that it's okay. A lot of people just wanting things, wanting this and wanting that. It's okay. It's all right to want this and that. But the first thing you need to get Jesus in your life. You need to repent and come boldly to the throne. You need to repent and turn from your wicked ways. Give it all to him. So, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord, because we know, God, we bind up the devil, the blood of Jesus, the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy that's trying to keep people from living right, from doing right. In the name of Jesus, we know there's power. We know there's power in the name. There's healing, and there is deliver in the name. So we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. And we ask you to continue to look down on Pastor Hubbard and keep her, Lord God. Keep her, Lord. Keep your angel around her. Protect her from any hurt, harm, or danger, Lord God. Keep her when she's in her building, where she lives, Lord God, around that area, Lord God. Keep her when she's in and out, when she go places, Lord. Keep her body healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her body right now. Touch her limbs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for her. We pray for our family. We pray for each and every one that's on this line tonight that have children, that have grandchildren. We pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the prayer warrior that we can come together and we can touch and agree with one another about different situations. We pray for those that's on the line that don't even never say anything. We ask you to bless and to open doors and make ways for them and let them know, God, that you are able to work out the things in their lives because you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. Lord, you're calling on people. You're calling on people to turn from their wicked ways. You're calling on people to repent and to call on you and to look to the hills from which come their help and knowing that all their help comes from you on tonight. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. And we pray that you'll continue, Lord God, to look down on us all, God, one by one and name by name. Touch us all, Lord. We bind up this COVID demon, Lord God. We bind up this monkey, monkey pops or whatever it is, and this other thing that they're trying to come out with. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. We need you, Lord, like never before. We can't do it by ourselves. We just need you to help us to keep our focus on you, Lord. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to let your arms stay around us, that we will always look to you, Lord, look to the hills from which coming our help, knowing all our help comes from you, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, for the President of the United States, the law enforcement. We pray, Lord God, for the teachers everywhere, Lord, they get ready to go back to school soon. We ask you to shield that situation, Lord God, when the kids get ready to go back to school, God, keep them, Lord God. Keep an angel around all of them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch and agree with all the prayers. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, for you said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, God. We thank you, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We take the time to say, Lord, we love you, God. We're not asking you for anything, but just to say thank you, God, and for who you are, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. It reminds me that in the tabernacle, the outer court was just to give God thanks. Amen. For what he has done for our life. Done in our lives. The inner court is to praise God for what he is doing. And for what he's about to do, and the Holy of Holies represent just because God is, we worship him. God, and you are. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, God. How you're everywhere at one time. You permeate the atmosphere. When you're there, there's a change, God. When we speak your word, there's a change. There's a shift in the atmosphere, and the enemy can't touch it. God, we bless you, God. We thank you, God. So the enemy may do things for bad, God, but you turn it around for our good. In your glory, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we lift up the nations, God. Hallelujah. The homeless, Lord, all overseas, the wars, God. Our youth and our babies, God. Lord, in the middle of fires and famines, God, and wars and killing, God. And thank you, Lord, that Roe versus Wade had been turned, God. Hallelujah. Now our babies can live, God. Lord, pray for the ones that don't know where to go, which way to go, God. Hallelujah. Our matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Oh, my God. We just thank you, God. It reminds me of when Jerusalem was captured. And then years later, when Solomon built the area during his reign. And when Jerusalem was captured, 50 or 70 years later, they were released to go back to their hometown. And the beautiful kingdom that Solomon has set up, all was ruined. The old generation knew the beauty of that kingdom. The young generation never knew. They were born in another nation. But when they were free, King Xerxes let them free and sent them back to their home. And the younger crowd never knew, but they were happy that they were free. They were celebrating in the land, but the old men were crying because of the ruins. And Lord, we thank you, though. Nevertheless, God, we thank you for the freedom in Christ Jesus. But Lord, what you've done, you can do it again. You can do a quickening in all of our lives, in all of our generations, God. We just bless you anyhow. Hallelujah. Job said, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. God, we depend on your word only. And yes, we will stand. Stand, therefore, having done all we can stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with the belt of truth, God. Thy word is truth. I hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord, that we can come together, touch and agree as one. Oh, Lord, because you are one. Hallelujah, God. Lord, for our matriarchs and patriarchs, Lord, in the hospitals, God, in the convalescent homes, God, rehabilitation centers, independent living places, even in their homes, places of residence, God. Oh, send your ministers by, God, to help them out, Lord. To speak a word in their lives, God. Send your word, Lord, to rejuvenate them, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord, because you're always moved by your spirit, God. You're always a helper. You stand along beside us. Lord, we can trust in you. You don't fail us. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But we got to believe and stand in your word by faith and speak the it is written word, which is the word of God, the truth. Now faith type of word. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Israel, God. We thank you, Lord, how you keep them upright, Lord, concerning war, how you protect them, God. hallelujah, how they love you and how you first love them, God. We speak well. We speak life to Israel now. We speak plenteous. We speak prosperity to Israel right now. We speak God's protection over Israel right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bind every onslaught, every satanic and demonic attack over Israel, every assignment. You're dismissed from your assignment. Command you to loose your hold. We bind all of you spirits up. Every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness of high place in high places, you are dismissed. We command you to come down in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And we cast you into dry places. Into outer darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. God, and we loose your provision. We send your angels, God, who excel in strength to do your will, O Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the anointing that utterly destroys the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Burden remover, yoke destroying, ultimately removes burdens forever. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our babies, God, all over the world, God. Hallelujah, that there's a shift in the atmosphere, that there's a change in how the babies will be taken care of according to your word, God. They will live and not die. Hallelujah, God. How there's a change. There's going to be a change. There has already been a change in the schools. How your word is going to break forth and come through, God, just like the spring of light. Oh, Lord, no one, nothing can stop your glory. And we thank you, Lord, that at the end of the day, your word is the only thing standing. We thank you, Father, and we're on your side. We are the branches and you are the true vine. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the anointing of God that rests in the inside of us, dwells in the inside of us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can live, move, and have our being in you, God. And wherever we go, Lord, that your Holy Spirit lead us and not us leading ourselves, God. Because there are assignments, divine appointments, God, that your will be done through us, that you receive all the glory, honor, and praise, what you have purposed in us from the beginning for your good pleasure. Hey, God, we say nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. We forget those things that are behind us, and we toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, God. Hey, my God, we can go back to the rock that's higher than I. You're our way maker. You're our comforter, God. Hey, God, hallelujah. And if we wait on you, you will renew our strength, God. We'll mount up with wings as eagles if we wait on the Lord. We'll run and not get weary. We'll walk and not faint. But, Lord, you said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust in the flesh of the flesh. We can walk in the fruit of the Spirit, in your love, in your joy, in your peace, in your long suffering, in your goodness, in your gentleness, in your meekness, in your faithfulness, in self-control, in Jesus' name, in the natural. No one can do this. No man. It's impossible. There is nothing in the natural. But in the supernatural, through our Holy Spirit, we can walk in these things because your word said we can. Isaiah 26:3, he whose mind is stayed on him will keep him in perfect peace. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, though 1,000 may fall at our right, at our side, and 10,000 at our right side. None of these plagues and pestilences and diseases and sicknesses shall come near our dwelling. No weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment we shall condemn. For this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of God, says the Lord. It may form. It may start to activate and work its assignment, but it won't ever prosper. Can see it forming, but we have the word. We can speak the "it is written" word. And the word of God supersedes all things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. And that's what you've given us. We are the Ark of Covenants. We have a blood covenant with you, God. Oh, my shame. It cannot be broken, God. We thank you, God. This is forever. As long as we walk in your ways, as long as we follow your ways. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up the ones who are sick, Lord, in their soul, in their bodies, God. Minds, will, imaginations. Hallelujah. The thoughts, the intellect, emotions. Hallelujah. Sick in their body, God, from the crown of their head to from the hairs of their head to the skin on the bottom of their feet, the soles of their feet, God. Any condition, God, even conditions that nobody ever heard of before. God, we speak light in the darkness. We speak a turnaround. We speak a shift and a change in the atmosphere over their bodies, over their family members, loved ones' lives, God. Hallelujah. Every bone, every cell, every fiber. Hallelujah, God. So come upright and line up according to the word of God. We bind those sicknesses and diseases, infirmities and weaknesses, and we cast them into dry places. In outer darkness. And now we loose the healing balm of Gilead. We loose the healing virtue of God. In the name of Jesus. He said in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We speak shalom over their lives. Nothing missing, nothing broken, complete in every area of their lives, even debt cancellation. Oh, hallelujah, have your way, God. And we lift up our enemies now and speak salvation to them, God. We love our enemies, God, according to your word. We bless them and not curse them. We speak well of them, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, our family members, God, wherever they may be, our loved ones, God. Oh, Lord, all the way up to our great-great-grands, In the name of Jesus, third and fourth generations, we speak life in the darkness. We speak now, come out of darkness into the marvelous light, which is in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak prosperity. We speak the word of God, which transforms, renews, strengthens, constructs, develops, make new to the lives. We thank you for this prayer line. Everybody who spoke, the ones that haven't spoke, the ones that are not on, that comes on, even the ones that come on once in a while. According to the word of God, they get a portion as well. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for Apostle Hubbard, God, and her faithfulness, God. Iron pillar in a brazen wall. We glorify you. Because without you anointing her to do this work, none of this would be happening. Not in divine connections. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord God. Every good and perfect gift you have given unto us, Lord. And we come to lift the name on high. Father, we do recognize and give you grace. Thanks for all these sisters and the brother that has come before me, Lord, that's lifting up your word, Father, that's holding up the bloodstained banner, Lord, that's standing in the gap, Father, for so many people that some don't know you, some don't want to know you, Lord, but we're holding up and standing in the place of these people, Lord, because we do know that you are God and you're God all by yourself. And the scripture tells us it's nothing too hard for you. And Father, we do know we see your hand move. We see so many mighty miracles and blessings that you've showed in our midst over these last couple of years, Lord. And we come before you tonight, Father, just giving you praises and glory and giving you honor, Lord, for the things you have done. And we're asking and continue to ask you to bless, Lord. Set us free, Father. Send these, all of these pestilence and diseases and all these spirits that has come into our world in a mighty, powerful way. We're asking you to turn them around, Lord, and send them back, Father. That mankind everywhere will run to you because there's nowhere else to run. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness and the snake started biting them and all, God put a snake up on a pole and said, if you look, you'll be healed. And if we look today to God, we will be healed. We'll be blessed, Lord. We'll be turned around. Father, I thank you for your mighty work and power in my life. Father, I thank you for bringing both my sons through hip replacement surgery and resurfacing and all that, Lord. And we thank you for all the blessings that's been on this nine and ask for blessings and these things are performed. Father, we can't praise you enough. We don't know how to praise you as we should. But we ask you, Lord, to help us to come as close as we can to what you would like. Just let us be able to have the gratitude and the praises that we should have to you, Lord, because you told us ungratefulness is a sin. Every day that we open our eyes, it's a blessing, Lord, because it's another opportunity to something that you might do, that you can, we can lift you up and somebody might be saved, somebody might be strengthened, somebody might be able to live a better life in your name, Father. We come in agreement with all of the prayers that's been prayed. We thank you. We love you. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. And, Father, we do pray for all of the undertakers, all of the funeral directors, all of those people that's in so much position now of power and so much money, Father. Help them to deal fairly with people, Father, and don't just gouge people for what they can get, Lord. Father, bless us all. And, Father, we ask that you continue to bless Israel, Lord, because that is your chosen nation, Lord. Father, we come against anything that is not like you. And, Father, we ask you, Father, to strengthen everyone that's on this line, anywhere that they're weak, mentally, physically, spiritually, anything, Lord, just bless. Release your hand of power and might and give them the blessings that they stand in need of. We could pray for one thing, but you know, Lord, because you sit high and you look low, but it's nothing. You say not even a sparrow falls beneath your notice. You see everything, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, so much to pray for, so many people to pray for. We ask you to bless, Lord, mankind, that mankind would turn around, that they would turn around from their wickedness. Because this day, Lord, you know, right is considered wrong and wrong is considered right. And Christians that stand up on your word are criticized and ridiculed and called holy rollers and all of these different things, Father. But you said in your word it was only one way, God, only one way to get to God, and that's through Jesus. And I'm sticking to that. That's all I know. They say you got all. No, the word of God is, that's what I live by. That's what I believe. And, Father, if it's anything in our spirits and in our mind that's not right, we ask you to bring it to our attention and help us to get it right, Father. Let us have the right attitude. Let us love like you love, Lord. Let us do the things that are pleasing in your sight, Father. I just give you praise. I give you glory. I give you thanks, Lord. For you're a mighty, mighty God. And I ask, Father, these blessings and all of the blessings, if anything I forgot to mention that I should have mentioned, or any of the other intercessors on this land, Lord God, granted by your grace. And I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' holy, mighty, righteous name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name.
To God be the glory. Praise his holy name. He is worthy of all the praise. And, Father,
yes,
we do thank
is.
You for the prayers that have gone forth and even for the things that are going on with the elements and the storms and different things that are happening. God, you cover us under the blood and pray for those that are being challenged now also with those things. But we love you and appreciate you, and we thank you. All things are in your hand. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, and that's where our faith and trust is. In Jesus' name, I speak joy and peace to those, glory to God, that will believe and receive. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord. We already thank the Lord for the prayer request for Alicia and also for Sister Smith and her son. Is there anyone else that have a prayer request? You want to take it now, too, as well.
Yes, this is Barbara.
Barbara.
Uh-huh. And I want to have a prayer request for my. We just lost a sister-in-law this morning. My brother-in-law's wife passed away. I don't know any details, anything. I just found out.
Oh, my Lord.
We're being prayed for her husband and his children.
So your brother's wife passed away?
No, it's my brother-in-law's wife passed away.
Oh, your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Mother, will you take that prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence right now. We lift up Miss Barbara, Lord God, and pray. Lord God, for the spouse of the wife that passed away, Lord God, and his family. Lord God, I know you know how he's feeling, Lord God. We don't know the circumstances, but we pray that she had relationship and has surrendered her life to the Lord Jesus while she was on in the human form, Lord God, here on earth. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will comfort this family in Christ Jesus' name. Help them to get through this, Lord God. Help them not to get stuck in the cycle of grief, but help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you know how a person feel, and everybody don't handle things the same way. We pray that you would strengthen the family, that you would meet their needs during this time of difficulty, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, for those that are left behind, that their life, Lord God, is hid in Christ in the name of Jesus, and that we just step up to the plate and begin to be the people of God that we need to be so that we can, Lord God, give a word of encouragement or a word of, Lord God, hope to those that are left behind. So we pray for this family, Lord God. We lift up the husband, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, that you will strengthen him in this hour. Perhaps the wife did so many things, but now it's up to him to take over the things that she used to do as well as what he does. So we pray for the family. We ask, Lord God, that you would strengthen them, strengthen the children, Lord God, help them, Lord God, and we bind up anything that's trying to come against them and keep them, Lord God, from receiving your comfort and your help during this season. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus against every adversary that would try to get a hold of this family. And we thank you, Lord God, for divine deliverance, divine help, and, Lord God, comfort in Jesus' name. Bless this family. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. I just want to tell y'all that, like I was telling you the other day about Teresa, that the kidney is getting closer than what it was. So just keep her in prayer for this, whatever way the Lord work this situation out, that it will soon get the date for her to go and get her kidney.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We give thanks for that. And believing God, it will be soon. Praise God. Anyone else with a praise report or a request?
Praise the Lord. I have a few requests here. I would like to pray for Sister Smith's strength, Mary Lofton, our mind, and for Tawanda and our children, because I haven't seen them for a while, and she just come in my mind, so I said we get pray for her. And I pray for Lisa, that God give her a double strength to go through this situation.
Praise God.
Yeah, because it's kind of a rough. She lost our young brother and our mom. Just two of them now is Lisa and the oldest brother. So I just bring that in prayer that God give her a double strength, that she able to stand strong for a man.
Okay, Brother Black, will you take that request?
Hold on. We just think, yes. Could you repeat all that? Was that a few people?
He said,
Sister Smith, pray for Sister Smith that God give her strength to go through this situation that's going on, because I know she is having a rough time, lost a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for Mary, because Mary, mine, and I want them to pray for Tawanda. I haven't seen them for a while, she and our children, and she just come to my mind this morning. So I pray God to take care of them. And pray also for Lisa to have double strength so she can stand for our mom and our brother.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but She can do it. God give her the strength. She can do it.
Praise God.
I tell you, amen. I might forget some things, but I pray, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus for Ms. Smith, God. Hallelujah, God, Lord, that she might be going through troubling times, Lord. There might be bumps in the road, God, but, Lord, it's doable. In Christ Jesus, we can do all things, God. I pray, Lord, that she dig deep down in the inside of her well, God, and speak the word and decree and declare over her life and her situation and circumstances that it is well with my soul, and all is well according to the word of God. No weapon that's formed against any of them shall prosper, God. And Lord, if they only believe, God, all things are possible with you, Lord. In Mark 9:23, if we only believe, and we thank you, God, that you have already delivered all of them out of their distresses, God. But we as the individual must there and continue to trust your word, God.
Amen.
We thank you for the great things you've done, God, and for the one, Lord, concerning their mind. God, I pray a constructive, creative mind transplant in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic and satanic spirit who comes against the mind of the saints of God, Lord, and I reverse the curse. I speak well. I speak light in the darkness and over her mind, over her body, over her soul, over her family and loved ones, whoever she comes in contact with, Lord. Let the contagiousness of the glory of your excellency touch them instead of a written, ruined, a poverty-stricken mindset. Let it be a renewed life, God, concerning your word, a renewed way concerning your word, God. Hallelujah. A mind renewed in Christ Jesus according to your word in Romans 12:1-2. Hallelujah, Father. And the ones, a double portion of an anointing, Lord, concerning this situation that they can stand, Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trauma, in the midst of strife, in the midst of trials, God, every circumstance, let them grow and let them soar over it with excellence, Lord, depending on your word, Father God. Lord, just clinging unto your word, Lord, clinging unto the bloodstained banner, God, believing that your word said you will see them through.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Unmovable.
Praise God.
Unshaken, always abounding in your word. And Father God, for the one that needs a double portion, the family, haven't seen her and the children, and it was on Mother Alexander's mind, God. I pray, God, that all is well with their souls. God, that you have them in the palm of your hands and you, your love is wrapped around the entire family. Lord, let them be blessed in all their affairs. Let them worship you, Lord, and keep their mind on you, God. Let them grow in you and your very ordinances, and they walk in your light as you are in the light. And we thank you for it. And we speak peace in every area. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister BJ.
We pray for
Jeanette's nephew. His name is Gino. He was really close to Jason, her son that's passed away. So we want to lift up Gino because she's worried about how he's going to take that because they were really close friends, cousins, but yet close friends. And Gino, he has a drinking problem as well. So we want to pray against the demon of suicide and lift up those because the enemy tries to play tricks on people's mind, and we want to cancel that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But lifting up Gino, and I did go by to see them, and And Lisa seems to be doing good, and she is listening to, you know, what you share with her, and she was able to help try to strengthen her mom, and her brother was there as well. So she seems to be taking it and doing pretty good because she had been praying about her baby brother and said that she had asked the Lord to finally, she prayed, let his will be done. But she didn't know what was going to happen. But in any case, we just want to lift up Gino as well in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Father, in Jesus' name, you heard the request of Mother Willette. Glory to God concerning Gino and being the cousin and then how he may take it. And even with his drinking problem, God, we pray right now that you deliver, you comfort. You heard even the words that even Brother Black has already said for the family and Mother Willette had already said for part of the for the families too. God, we just pray, God, that you will bless and deliver and bind up suicide right now. All the voices that the enemy bring and everything, give a deaf ear to those voices and let your spirit, glory to God, through the words that are being spoken, whether he heard it before, glory to God, about comfort and encouragement, or glory of those that will speak into his life, that it will penetrate the heart and even cause his heart to change, mind to change, and even allow the Lord to come in, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, to bring comfort, bring encouragement. God, bring strength, glory to God. We pray that as the family rally together, that it will bring strength to one another, but the Lord, your divine touch, glory to God, for each individual in whatever their respective places that you would touch, even those that may be friends or family, glory to God, and whatever the need is right now, you minister and move. We send the ministered angels to their posts. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor. And Satan, we bind you up, take authority, that you will not bring a deaf demon or deaf, glory to God, or angel, glory to God, to come and torment and snatch lives. We bind you up, cast you out, send you back to the dry place from which you came. And we come against even the things that you may bring to try to come against these prayers, to try to sabotage or try to come in to bring any schemes, plots, plans, and any torment or agitation or aggravation. We believe, God, and we bind you up and take authority as we come in agreement together and cast you out, send you back to the dry place we can, and loose the Holy Spirit to have thine own way. Minister and angels, go to your post, praying, glory to God, for comfort even in the midst of things we might be going through as well, God, in different situations and different homes. Pray that you touch Mother Alexander's body right now, strengthen her and encourage her, and bind up any attack that try to come up against, glory, any allergy or anything else that will try to come across, even through tiredness, anything else, for being so busy and doing things and standing in the gap for others. We plead the blood of Jesus. I pray for every prayer warrior that already prayed and for all of those that have gone through and have gone through and came out being overcomers, triumphant, and victorious in Christ Jesus, taking authority over Satan, stepping on his head and everything that he's done, glory to God, and doing to try to come in to rob us of what God has said. So we plead the blood of Jesus and loosen from this assignment as we stand in the gap for one another. I'm praying, glory to God, for your will to continue to be done in Jesus' name. I'll make a prayer request for Mother McCormick. Would you pray for Mother Elise, or we'll just say Mother Lorick. Glory to God for her body. She has to go on a regular now on a dialysis. My auntie that we've been praying about the stroke and whatever, because now it's cancer, or I mentioned already, it's just recently found out. They're saying it's a type of I can't say the name, anyway, a blood cancer. And so we believe in God's word, but in the meantime, pray for her now. She has to be on regular on dialysis. So we ask that prayer request, and Mother McCormick, you can take that request from my auntie, Laura.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to look down on Mother Lois right now, Lord God. Lord, we know that you see her heart, her mind. We know that you see the things that she's going through right now, Lord God. But you said in your word, God, with your stripes, that we are already healed. And Lord God, help her, Lord God. Help her to realize, God, that you are right there in the midst of the situation that she might be going through right now. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give her strength as she go through this situation, Lord God, to get on the dialysis.
They have
her
on it now about 3 or 4 times.
Okay, that she get on this dialysis machine, Lord God, knowing that it's not a pretty thing to be on, Lord God, but we know, God, that you're able to be right there beside her and just take her through it, Lord God, as the blood go out of her body, go back into the machine and come back into her body, God. God, purify her body, Lord God. You made her body. You know how to move and you know how to work out this situation, Lord, because you said in your word, God, you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you send for total complete healing in her body right now, that she'll be able to be strong and that she won't be real weak or nothing when she get on it, and that she'll be strong when she get on this dialysis machine. And, Lord God, that she'll be able to cope with it, Lord God, the way that you see fit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now we bind up every spirit, everything that tried to come in and try to do in a harm or in a way. We bind that spirit up, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now that tries to do any kind of wrong thing that when she as she's on that dialysis machine, Lord, just continue, Lord, to give her the strength to go through. We realize the word of God said whatsoever thing we pray, believe that we shall receive. So we believe it and we touch it and agreeing with her that we'll be able, Lord, that she'll be able to go through and she'll be okay the way that you see fit, God. We decree that total, complete healing in her body right now in Jesus' name. Amen. As we all touch and agree with her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all continue to keep her in prayer, too, because she's had a couple of doses of chemo, too, as well, for that blood. But in the meantime, praise God. We bless the Lord. Any more prayer requests before we hang up?
I have a praise report.
Well, praise God.
My stomach is healed. Thank you, Jesus. More problems out of my stomach. I give God the glory.
Praise God. Sister Rachel.
It could be the other with the rain. I thank him. And I thank him for giving me the increasing me so that I could be able to live in my home in peace, because he said he gave me life and life more abundantly, and I received that in the name of Jesus. He gave me love, peace, and a sound mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Because by keeping my mind steadfast on Jesus, the more you learn, the more, he will do the increasing, and he is the healer. I don't care what the doctor says or what anyone else says. Jesus is the highest physician. He is a healer. I know him to be that. So who else can touch my stomach? Who else can do all these other things that I've been going through but Jesus? Hallelujah, Jesus. I give him the glory, and I give him the honor, and I give him the praise, because he is so worthy. And thank y'all so much for keeping me up in prayer. Y'all keep lifting me up, because I know God's got great things for me to do, and it will go forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise the Lord. Sister, my Lord, I can't feel him. I had a blank thought just now. Oh, my goodness. Parker, are you still on? Is Sister Parker on? Well, she had something she wanted to share. But anyway, she's not. But in the meantime, I thank God again for you all and bless the Lord. We want to find out about fourth Sunday that I'll get back with you, and we all will come on for 15 minutes on the fourth Sunday of this month, since I have not heard anything differently. We are just going to have 15 minutes of praise, of glorifying the Lord, and whatever he's placed upon your hearts is going to be restoration, restoring, and exhortation in those areas. So whatever it is that God give you concerning those things on restoration or exaltation of restoration or restoring, however the Lord bless, because it's time now for us just to exalt the Lord in spite of, even if it's a word on just glorifying the Lord for something that he's done and believing to be restoring or have been restored. Just give him the glory, just however he does it.
Amen.
Lord bless. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we'll have, this is the third Sunday, so that's going to be, is this the third Sunday? It just passed. So that will be next Sunday then. Okay. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. The Lord bless for those that are available. And the ones that are not, then praise God, there's going to be enough of us to be able to cover the bases. So in the meantime, we love you. Continue to believe in God for great expectation of healing, deliverance, encouragement, and strength, and also debt cancellation, and for us to keep our focus on the Lord in spite of what we hear. And guard your heart with all diligence. So many things over to God trying to filtrate in our minds and our eye gates and ear gates, but we got to be the one to rebuke and bind and loose and be careful what we allow in and what we meditate on. Meditate on his word day and night, like he told us, glory to God, told Joshua, so that he can have good success on his love. And we know the same word is up in the in Psalms 1. There's another place it is too, but it's imperative so that we can be not conformed to this world, but being transformed into newness of light and the image of Christ. We love you, and I appreciate y'all so much with the power of prayer and that anointing and that faith and that obedience in your hearts, and bless the Lord. I pray for each one of you all. Bless the Lord for all your children, grandchildren, seed, and bless God for one of you all, and also for those that are sitting up in certain ministries that inspire you to continue to seek God's face for yourselves and also building up the kingdom of God and your faithfulness to what God has assigned you to this ministry as well. And for those, glory to God, that have made this, glory to God, a place where they can be able to come and pray and seek the face of the Lord and find safety in the multitude of counsel, we thank God for it. As we pray for another, each one, and thank you so much for keeping me lifted up too as well. And I'll let you know the praise report right now. The text I got while we were on the line is that she's supposed to be having another ultrasound, and I think it's a CT scan too. They're having both. So that came in, I don't know, that's been an hour ago or what. So when I hear anything, I guess I'll just, you know, pass the word on. But in the meantime, love you all, and we continue to pray and thanking the Lord for Sister Teresa, too, and believing God anytime now. Pray the Lord bless you. Do have our bags packed and ready. And thank the
Amen.
Lord for you. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought us from. Be blessed alone. Have a wonderful week as we continue to uplift Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hello. Hello. Come on. Hello.